Well, it's taken a lot of hard work to get to where we are, but it's great news and very rewarding for the fans. You know, it gives them something to whet their appetite for the season coming. And it's a thank you for their support. And it'll be a good evening.
Just how hard is it? How hard has it been? And what sort of hurdles do you have to get over to get Real Madrid to say they're happy to come to you?
We've had to convince them that we play the right football. They'd have a good day here. You know, we've shown them the area, the ground. I was very impressed with the ground. And, yeah, we've just had to do a lot of persuading and a lot of turning and throwing with certain things to meet their requirements. But we've met them and they're on their way.
You obviously want to get as many people into the ground as possible for a day like that, and you're going to get demand from all over the country, I'd have thought, for people to come and watch Real Madrid. But they're only going to be that keen, perhaps, unless they're Spaniards, if they know there's some star players coming, Eddie. So what sort of conditions do you get to put in the contract with them to make sure some of the big names turn up? Who have you got?
Well, they've got all their first-team squad come in, except for the three boys that played in the Confederation Cup.
So we're going to see Ronaldo and Ozil,
yep,
and Kaká,
yeah,
and players like that all turning up. And
yeah, we are.
Fantastic.
We are, yeah, for sure. We got Zidane coming to have his first game as a coach with Ancelotti.
Wow.
So, yeah, we got some stars coming.
That is fantastic. And you've got to make sure you get your shirt signed before they leave as well to put up in the office.
Yeah. I expect we'll try and get a few signed.
It's also great for Eddie Howe, isn't it, and for your squad. I mean, it's obviously great for fans. It's great for the club's image, which I'm sure you're conscious of, having made the decision as well, and for how far to show people how far you've come. But it's also great for the players, isn't it? I mean, what an incentive and a day for them to look forward to in the middle of pre-season.
Yeah, it is. It's not a pre-season game, really. It's something to celebrate our promotion to the Championship. You know, it's commemorative game, really, but just one of celebration, really. You know, and yeah, I'm sure the boys will look forward to it and be a great evening.
Are there any benefits to the club? Obviously, you know, you sell tickets and you have to pay to get them there. Everyone knows people pay in football to get big clubs to come to matches. It's a common fact. What are the benefits beyond the game, do you think, as chairman of the club? What does it send out signals, do you think, to players who might be thinking of joining you or to other teams? What does it say about Bournemouth?
Well, it's the right sort of publicity that the club wants. It's you know, it gets people interested so at the club. Local people. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that don't normally come to the club wishing to come and get tickets. And obviously it gives us a chance to showcase what we do here on a match day and how enjoyable it is to come and watch football and obviously to see our side play their football.
Do you think there could be a nice ramification beyond the game, Eddie? I mean, is there a chance that the contacts you've made with the club, and if they've been impressed with how you operate and with your manager and so on, do you think you could get into the time where you might end up being able to loan a couple of young players who perhaps are playing there or things like that? Could it go beyond the Sunday?
Well, I think life is about building relationships. It gives us the opportunity to meet and talk and have a good time. And, yeah, I hope there is further communications and things further down the line. It's just an opportunity that's too good to miss, really.
And what about the brand of football you play? You mentioned it briefly, but you know, I had a chat with Eddie Howe recently about how determined he was to keep playing football the right way as he saw it, whatever division you're in as a team. How important do you think that is for a team like Real Madrid coming? I mean, was that a serious factor?
Yeah, I think it was. I think we can promise them a good game of football, a sensible game of football, and an enjoyable game of football. And you know, it's something for us to gauge ourselves against, just for our boys to see just how far they have got, you know, to go and how far they've come in the past. So it's good all round. It's just big, you know, great opportunity for them to play against some of the greatest players in the world at the moment.
And just finally, you know, there might be some fans who think it's unnecessary. You know, it's extravagant to bring Real Madrid to Dean Court for all whatever reasons. I mean, I don't see a downside myself necessarily. If you think it's a good value for money, what do you say to fans or football fans at the club who think it's unnecessary?
I don't know what you mean by unnecessary. It's something which we've got the opportunity to do, and the club is here for people to enjoy themselves, and I think people will enjoy the fact that they're coming to watch us play such a great club with such a history. And, you know, if we sidestep things like this when the opportunities come available, then we don't show very much ambition at all. You know, we are here for the fans. The club will be a long after I've left, I'm sure. And whilst I'm here, I want the fans to enjoy themselves and to watch as best football as they can and enjoy an evening out. So, yeah, it's no downside to it, I don't think.